Our scriptures this morning invite us to remember the enormous context of love and mysterious meaning in which our small and precious lives exist. Each one of us has our own story. We each have our own unique song to sing in this life. Our lives have meaning and purpose when we can remember that we are part of a larger whole, though. We can only proclaim with the psalmist, "I will praise God as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being." We can only proclaim this if we remember that we're but a small part of a huge and mysterious matrix of creation. We can only choose to praise God as long as we live if we realize that our very existence depends on God. Again, from the psalmist, "Who is God? God who made heaven and earth, the seas and all that is in them. God who gives justice to those who are oppressed, food to those who hunger. God who covers the heavens with clouds. God who prepares the earth for rain, who makes grass grow upon the mountains, who names and numbers the stars." When we forget the source of our life, when we forget God, we find ourselves in the lost depths of the sea of our confusion, like Jonah, who was swallowed by a giant fish after he ran away from God. It's a great story I commend to you. Just a couple of short chapters. Jonah sings, "You cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me. All your waves and billows passed over me. Then I said, I am driven away from your sight. How shall I ever look again upon your holy temple? The waters closed in over me. The deep was round about me. Weeds were wrapped around my head at the foot of the mountains." Who of us has not at times felt flooded by the overwhelming circumstances of our life? When we're flooded, when we're swallowed whole by the situations that we cannot fathom, we forget. Human beings are the great forgetters. It's normal to forget. And it's so healing and so restorative to remember again. Jonah remembers God. He calls out from his distress and he is answered. Jonah sings, "As my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, O God, and my prayer came to you, into your holy temple." God brings Jonah out of the depths, and he consents then to do God's bidding. Like most of us, though, once on land again, Jonah gets frustrated and starts to pout when he doesn't like what God is doing. Poor Jonah. Poor us. It's not easy to be a human being. But God keeps having patience. God keeps reminding us of the bigger story in our small place in it. Our place, which is to praise and serve God, to not get so carried away by our own appetites and whims, to not put ourselves first, but to humble ourselves, to empty ourselves as Jesus did, to live for the bigger story that we're just a part of. This is what Jesus comes to do and comes to show us how to do. He asks his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answers correctly, "You're the Christ, the Son of God." In Jesus, we have a pattern of living that we can aspire to. This is not just another human being with a story of forgetting and remembering, like Jonah's. In Jesus, we have a model for our lives, one who grows in wisdom and understanding, as Berto so beautifully pointed out in his sermon last week, someone who's not afraid to listen to the voices of others and to grow, someone who's also aware that there's a bigger story that he is but a part of. And so he is the human one, capital letters, the one who wants to live in each of us, and to live through us for the glory of God. How do we let this happen? We open our hearts to this Christ energy. We invite Jesus to dwell in us and through us. We keep remembering to sing the most beautiful song we can sing, the one that's not about our individual life, me and what I want, our self-oriented wishes, but the song that points beyond us, as our psalmist says, "Hallelujah, praise God, O my soul. I will praise God as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being." Amen.